information booths, clerical support, news writing, documentary making, engineering live music, operating soundboards, working in the music library, and many, many other things. KBOO absolutely depends on volunteers to carry out the work of the station. We are always looking for new volunteers. We have monthly volunteer orientations, which is the first step in getting involved. Contact KBOO Volunteer Coordinator Ani Haynes about the next volunteer orientation at 503-231-8032 extension 231 or at volunteer@kboo.org.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, September 30th, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.fm on the web. The U.S. government looks like it is over the cliff and out to sea, all because Texas Republicans hijacked Dr. Seuss, a man who would be thoroughly disgusted with the behavior of, let's just go ahead and say it, Republicans. I've heard commentators in the liberal or neoliberal, some semi-centrist ilk, who say that blame should be equally parsed out between the two sides. And I think that the actual responsibility for this brouhaha falls on the Republican side, and certainly the far right end of it. It's just an opinion. Meanwhile, and as the Middle East convulses, American negotiators are still depending on traditional strong arm diplomacy to crank out deals over chemicals and other types of oil. It's tough for the U.S. negotiators right now to play out their adopted strong father role in hashing out deals between the various factions when at home our house is in somewhat disarray. But what really is bothering Americans, not the politicians who run them, is, of course, as we all know, the Affordable Care Act. Because why? Because they just don't understand it. And what will happen is that the people who might be able to benefit from it the most will return to emergency rooms when the going gets rough. First, though, the weather. Today, look for showers and a high around 59. It could be a bit gusty, too. We've got a southwest wind, 17 to 20 miles per hour. We could see winds hurtling along at 28 miles per hour. If you go to the beach, don't stand on a rock and try to take a picture of the pretty waves. It's a terrible idea. For tonight, showers likely, cloudy, lows around 50. And looks like wind is still going to prevail, may drop off a little bit, but not noticeably. And for tomorrow, showers likely, and we're high around 60, southwest winds around 10 miles per hour, so the wind's dropping off a bit for tomorrow night. 40% chance of showers, and otherwise overcast, and a low around 48 for tomorrow night. So it is indeed getting cooler out there. The alternative outlook. We have a waning crescent leaf moon in Cancer. The moon is 25 days old now. The synodic forecast. Synodic people say, not a good time to be sowing anything in the garden. Here anyway, if you tried it, it will blow away. Instead, use the time for weeding, harvesting, and composting. The biodynamic forecast moon in Cancer, water sign. So if you plan to do any planting, winter gardens, winter veg, stick with some leafy plants. The sidereal forecast moon in Cancer, it's a good time for germination. So whatever you decide to plant, it'll do well. Just be aware of conditions. And that's it for the alternative and the conventional forecast. We want to talk today, of course, about Oregon Governor Kitzhaber's special session, which essentially deprives public employees of pensions that they'd worked, I don't know, 25, 30, 35 years, their whole life, their entire working life, with the expectation of some kind of reward at the end of the road, only to have it snatched from their hands through because politicians essentially don't have the backbone to get out there and tax people in an equitable, progressive manner in order to fund schools. Schools, which we note last week, are staggering towards the finish line, barely managing to turn out educated people. Training, yes, we're pretty good at training, yeah, but not educating. So down in Salem, it'll probably get better before it's sweet again. And of course, into the mix, we have the prospect of a free giveaway to Monsanto, which takes some real intellectual gymnastics to understand how that in any way, shape, or form benefits the regular Oregonians and the state, as far insofar as they bump up against the state economy. And of course, at the same time, thrown into the mix, this is a state, of course, that prides itself on being capable of providing people with something like medical care. And thrown into the mix, we have the Affordable Care Act, which has basically terrorized most Americans who don't understand it. Few lawmakers, for that matter, understand it, but they don't have to. They have great health care coverage. Always have, always will. Not their problem. And I think we are witnessing the results of that laissez-faire attitude. BP is back in court again this week. A great many of the currents in these pools of power right now in the United States have distracted the U.S. from some of the areas that it normally seeks out in order to distract people. Thinking about Iran and nuclear weapons is a great way to keep Americans frightened of something far away and prevent them from taking a long, hard look at what their elected representatives are actually up to. Right now, however, the government itself is so panicked and so focused on its immediate short-term survival that it is more or less abandoned any attempt at the usual forms of strong-arm diplomacy that it's accustomed to wallow in. However, events are proceeding in the Middle East, particularly in Iran. Rouhani is a very interesting man, and he has had made some very courageous moves. Here today, joining us is Susan Lindauer. She's the author. She's been a former CIA asset. She is extremely familiar with the halls of power in some of these places, and is uniquely equipped to read between the lines. Good morning, Susan. We're very fortunate to have you with us today.
Good morning, and I have to tell you, this is one of the bright spots. I feel that all of us in the peace community, the real anti-war community, we have enjoyed a surprise victory, and I am delighted that Obama is reaching out to the new Iranian president, Rouhani, and that they, even though they did not meet, I am not discouraged. I think sometimes it's best if they can have a few phone calls, if they can speak and learn to respect each other and maybe test each other on a private level before we march it out in front of the whole world. I'm very, very encouraged by what has happened.
How much of this is how much of this apparent outreach is Obama, and how much is Rouhani's? Do you
Well, think? You know what? As long as it happens, I think it is Rouhani's initiative. If Rouhani was against it, it would not be possible. But I think that he is coming to power. Of course, he has just emerged in the leadership of Iran. and he is using his political capital of his victory, you know, in the way that we had all wished Obama was going to use his to make a great change, a sea change. And I hope and pray that Rouhani survives and is rewarded by the Iranian people for taking this courageous step, because in Iran, this would have been this is a big deal for the Iranians to have done this. And it took more political courage for Rouhani to do it than for Obama.
Well, and I understand that upon his return, there were protests, people both cheering him on, and there were the usual, the protesters, the very conservative
Islamic. And those people continue to be extremely powerful. But I will tell you, there is also a younger class of intellectuals. We think of Iran. See, here's the problem. Now I know that that your audience is very well educated and worldly. Okay, I understand that. KBOO radio audience is not the typical American or Oregonian citizen, but most Americans think of Iran as being a very primitive, backward society based on Islamic Sharia law, and we don't realize that it's very urban. It has superior infrastructure. They've made modern. They are a modern economic industrial society, and so we see them as we see prism of the Islamic radicalism, and we don't see the intellectuals who want to be part of the world, who want to be connected throughout the Middle East.
Well, we've seen that more and more. There's been some terrific films that have come out of Iran in recent years, and I think that anyone who wants to know what Iran, at least in the cities, is really like, go take a look at Westwood, Wilshire Boulevard, Tarangeli's down in L.A. That's a pretty accurate. I've been both to Tehran and to that part of L.A. and very, very similar. I'm yes. Almost indistinguishable. But I have concerns about Rouhani and the mullahs, of course. And
there will be a power struggle between them. And so this is a positive battle that only the Iranian people can fight. This is something that has to take place. This is what I would call a true Arab Spring, not where the CIA is manipulating and trying to inspire violent insurrection, which is what happened in Egypt and Tunisia. It was fired up by CIA greenback dollars. That is a fact. All of you out there who love the Arab Spring, it was a CIA psyop. Yes, it was. And I know that, and it's what happened. This thing that's happening in Iran is what happens when it's spontaneous from the people, by the people, for the people. That is true democracy. The Iranian people, the younger generation, and you have to realize that throughout the Arab world, these people have huge families. But that means that 50% at any one time, 50% of the population, or their 40-50%, are under the age of 18. Okay, because they do have huge families. Okay, so the younger people are more likely to be in the cities. They're more likely to have been exposed to Western ideas, and they're more likely to be open and receptive and wanting to connect to the greater world. And if we can do this in a peaceful, non-violent fashion, I do not want to see a violent revolt in Iran. That would be very destructive and counterproductive and completely unnecessary. We did not need a violent insurrection to get rid of Ronald Reagan and George Bush. We needed democracy, regular voting, and a maturity of the people so that they were willing to accept more progressive ideas and carry society forward. But it is, you know, that what they always say, remember the old adage here at home, if you're, you know, when you're old, you're more conservative because you have wisdom, ha, ha, ha. Mm. When you're younger, you have heart, you have passion. And that is not to say that conservatives are wise and liberals are dumb. That is not to say that. But it is an old saying in Washington that it is the younger people who will bring the new ideas, who are willing to take the risks. And I hope
you really see this.
I've got my fingers crossed for Rouhani supporters. I'm
Susan,
so
hang on.
Excited by this.
There's a lot to, and of course we have this massive turmoil in the U.S., which definitely draws a line under the fact that you Americans basically are looking out for American interests wherever and whenever they happen to touch down. So it's a shame that more energy and effort is not devoted to getting along with the rest of the world. This has been El Cascadio for Monday, September 30th, 2013. We have Joe Clement engineering for us today. Thanks so much, Joe. Kathleen Stevenson's the KVOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
This KABU program is made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from Wilkin & Company, PC, Certified Public Accountants, helping businesses, individuals, and nonprofit organizations make financial decisions based on their personal values since 1987. Wilkin & Company is located at 2435 Southwest 5th Avenue in Portland. Information at 503-225-1359 or wilkincpas.com.
Prison Pipeline is a radio program dedicated to educating the public about the Oregon criminal justice system. Topics include incarceration and reentry, addictions and mental health, elections and laws, victims' rights, and criminal justice reform. The program presents a unique understanding of the criminal justice system, addresses the root causes of crime, and challenges the status quo.